You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of sirens as Palestinian militants in Gaza fire more than 100 rockets into southern and central Israel. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad is responding to a wave of airstrikes unleashed by Israel on Gaza earlier in the day, which killed at least 9 people. Among them, a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement and a 5-year-old child. Health authorities say at least 55 others have been wounded. Islamic Jihad says the Israeli bombardment amounted to a declaration of war, while Israel claims its airstrikes targeted an imminent threat from the PIJ militant group. The move comes amid days of heightened tensions following the arrest of a senior member of the group in the occupied West Bank earlier in the week. Israeli caretaker Prime Minister Yair Lapid has defended the military operation.
Israel carried out a precise counter-terror operation against an immediate threat. Our fight is not with the people of Gaza. Islamic Jihad is an Iranian proxy that wants to destroy the state of Israel and kill innocent Israelis. The head of Islamic Jihad is in Tehran as we speak. We will do whatever it takes to defend our people.
Images aired by Israeli broadcast stations appear to show the Palestinians' missiles being shot down by Israel's Iron Dome air defense system. The violence poses an early test for Yair Lapid, who took on the role of Prime Minister ahead of elections in November, in which he hopes to officially secure the position. He has experience in diplomacy, having served as foreign minister in the outgoing government, but his security credentials are thin. John Kirby of the US National Security Council has echoed Mr. Lapid's calls, saying the US fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against terrorist groups.
Well, I can tell you we're actively engaged with Israeli, Palestinian and regional partners to work towards achieving calm in the wake of these strikes. And we certainly urge all sides to avoid further escalation. We remain unwavering in our commitment to Israel's security, and we will continue to work to strengthen all aspects of the U.S.-Israeli partnership.
Residents living on the border area with Gaza, such as William Sharon, are preparing for further attacks.
We're cleaning out the Hamad, the safe room. And we're going to put in a mattress tonight, and that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not much to get ready for. I mean, it's mostly mentally.
Head of the Unit for Coordination of Government Activities in the Territories, Major General Ghassan Alian, says defense forces will protect civilians.
Residents of Gaza, over the past 4 days, the Islamic Jihad movement insisted on mounting an operation against the State of Israel, regardless of the security and civilian implications in the Gaza Strip. Israeli defense forces targeted those who were working on destabilizing the security situation, and we will not allow them to harm the residents in Israel.
Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers have fought 4 wars and several smaller battles over the last 15 years. These latest attacks risk igniting yet another war in the territory, currently ruled by the Islamic militant group Hamas and home to about 2 million Palestinians. A statement from the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East peace process is urging for an immediate end to the attacks. Tor Wennesland has labelled the escalation as very dangerous amid mounting tensions across the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip.
The progress made in gradually opening Gaza since the end of the May escalation risks being undone, leading to even greater humanitarian needs at a time when global resources are stretched and international financial support for a renewed humanitarian effort in Gaza will not be easily available. And international financial support for a renewed humanitarian effort in Gaza will not be easily available. The UN is fully engaged with all concerned in an attempt to avoid a further conflict, which would have devastating consequences, mainly for civilians.
As mourners prepare to hold funerals for those killed in the attacks, hundreds of people, some holding Palestinian flags, have marched through the streets of Gaza, condemning Israel's aggression. Meanwhile, military experts warn the fighting over Gaza could escalate if the Palestinian armed group Hamas were to join. Brooke Young, SBS News.